Good afternoon, Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How are you both?
Not bad.
Good.
Excellent.
So we're looking to the US once again for this week's edition.
I'm afraid so. The US is so full of interest and news at the moment. Do you know?
I've been made for radio. I've been enjoying watching. I think I'm just kind of down the middle when it comes to politics, Peter. But I've just been enjoying. Like, I feel like the people that report on the news in America are so much more left and so much more right.
Yes, that's true.
Than the actual people themselves. You know, like it's really weird to try and find one that's just like down the middle. You know, like But it's the way everyone just overreacts and is extreme to everything is insane. Like. Just opinion gets swollen, you know? It's so strange.
That has reflected US politics for the past, really since Clinton.
Right.
You know, there have been sharper and sharper divides. And, of course, what's happened is that the middle ground has vanished and has been replaced by intensely partisan right and then in response, relatively left-wing politics. Although you wouldn't call Obama very left-wing.
I feel like the middle ground's been replaced with yelling.
Like, yes,
nobody's listening to anything.
You see, it's quite interesting in New Zealand that we are in almost the contrary position, that the effect of lockdown, at least for a while, was to make any partisanship seem very inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's gone out the window now, but you know, there was a brief time when that was quite an intriguingly strong middle, and really since John Key's day, that has been a feature of politics in New Zealand.
Okay, well, let's not try and exacerbate that too much.
But you see, in the case of the US, where a constitution fills a lot of the middle ground, decisions of the Supreme Court have the effect of being above politics because, Congress can't, in fact, revoke the findings of the Supreme Court. It's not as simple as here, where another lawyer can simply be passed that overrides the Supreme Court, a court ruling.
Now,
sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack the whole buzz here. I just
That's right.
As soon as you say America, I'm just like.
I guess quite interestingly about the Supreme Court in the US at the moment is it's very right leaning. Is that correct?
Well, certainly Trump has replaced. Is it three? It's a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. And he has replaced certainly two, I think possibly three new appointees, which were supposed to change the left-right balance in the Supreme Court and tilt it firmly towards the right.
What do you mean it's a lifetime appointment? Once you get the gig, you've got the gig for life.
That's right. And so
that doesn't seem like a good idea.
There are very extraordinarily old. You know, there's 85, 90-year-olds.
What are they doing in there? Do they leave them in their chair and then they sort of charge them up with little coffees?
Because the Supreme Court is the court of final hearing. You're not sitting through long hearings. You're basically considering judgments that one justice writes up a judgment.
It's supposed to be like a wise counsel of sorts.
That's right, yes. And so the effect of this current judgment that was released last Monday, a week ago, was to give what we've had of equal rights for lesbian and gay people, and more recently of transgendered people. It gave them by means of a court ruling rather than by a law change. Now, the immediate implication of that is, I mean, firstly, it's quite surprising, because the actual judgment was written by one of Trump's appointees, therefore supposedly a conservative. Goresh, I think, was his name. There's much intrigue that he would have been the person who worded the text of the finding. And, of course, the other justice that was appointed was in the minority of three, because it was six in favour, three against. But the important point then became immediately from the religious groups that this will overrule our rights to make our appointees to our numerous religious bodies. And remember, the states is full of separate religious bodies, not just churches, but schools, corporations, even, cake makers who want to have the rights to appoint only people that they like to their
Do you think this is really going to cause a serious problem for them, Peter, or are they just clearly
overreacting? Well, actually, it's hard to be sure because there's one problem in the ruling, and that is that the ruling specifically says that it does not here address the potential clash between religious rights and gender rights. So what it did was simply say, it said that the gender rights needed to be extended to sexuality groupings as well. But, you know, there would seem like a potential clash between people's religious rights and people's rights as a member of their gender to be treated equally.
Definitely, as the world progresses, that's the church always seems to have a hard time figuring out where it slots in, isn't it?
Yes, well, of course, I mean, many churches might have no particular problems with these rulings. But immediately the Catholic Church expressed great discontent, and then, as you would expect, the more fundamentalist churches expressed horror, and some thought that truly the sky was falling down.
How did they express that? Was it like a post on Facebook, and then the mood was unhappy?
Oh, no, much more strongly than that, although Twitter's is the first way that you find it. Huge public, you know, rallies are already, have been assembled and sort of playing to the Trump factor, though Trump himself, surprisingly, has been relatively restrained. He's had other things on his mind, like the Koreans messing up his rally. But I think that there is an issue coming. But all the Trump bluster in the world can't change the role of the Supreme Court, because in the Constitution, the judiciary cannot be interfered with by the executive branch. It's a total no-no. And so Trump's in a tricky position. He chose to appoint the man who wrote the ruling.
Why do you think a conservative Supreme Court has made this decision, Peter?
Because the issues on which Trump chose his candidates for the Supreme Court was actually the issue of abortion. And very likely these judges might be neutral on the issue of abortion and the rights of the unborn fetus. But you see, the same position that asserts the rights of the unborn fetus could well believe in the complete equality of all life that's alive. They just start life where life becomes alive is earlier than otherwise. And so it's not a completely inconsistent position. Indeed, I must say, sometimes I feel, you know, sort of semi-attracted to that myself, that one would like to preserve life wherever possible.
Right.
You know, and so I keep tossing over, do I want to see the rights, especially the euthanasia issue? It's one of those classic
issues.
That's
one for us, isn't it? Coming up.
Yes, that's right. Well, it'll be fascinating watching that debate, and we should talk that one over.
How are the churches sort of having their little say on that? Because I know they're probably staunchly against it.
There's definitely, of course, the majority are probably against, but there certainly are people within the churches who are sympathetic to the position, and there's quite a lot of people who recognise that it's already a somewhat pragmatic situation, because who should you keep alive, you know, is part of the issue.
Get to God a little bit quicker. Or do you not go to God if you...
Well, there you are. That's a possibility, yes.
How does it work?
I've not thought of that angle.
Has anyone written this down?
I think you've got a potential line for it.
If only there was a rule book as to whether or not that's a way to get to God quicker or not. If only there was a book you could have a look at.
It's true that the traditional Catholic position would rule that suicide was a mortal sin, and this would be deemed to be suicide because you'd invoke people to kill you.
Yeah.
And so... potentially, that would be a problem. But not everybody would take that view, of course.
True.
So, I mean, all in all, this Supreme Court ruling is pretty significant, but it rests on one more ruling, which is how much do people on religious grounds can they assert to override the egalitarian position?
Do you know about ALEC?
What do you mean?
ALEC, the rich, powerful people that kind of write bills for Parliament to look at and put forward. Is this a ALEC bill?
Well, it wouldn't be a bill because it's the ruling.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's cases brought. These are test cases brought to the Supreme Court.
Okay. Okay.
And that have produced this ruling. So no. You see, it's not legislative.
Right. Okay.
And that's the critical thing.
Good. And I'm glad I said the wrong thing, so we figured that out.
No, that's right. But I mean, separate. You know, in New Zealand, that's exactly how the issue gets determined through legislation. But in America, everything goes back and is defined against the Constitution.
Which is getting pretty long in the tooth, eh? The old Constitution. Do they think they need to give it a bit of a revamp or what? Like some of the gun stuff?
No, but the rulings have made the Constitution an extraordinarily flexible document.
Okay.
So that a document written, you know, in when was it? It wasn't 1776. It was 1801. That's the First Amendment. But perhaps around 1798 has been constantly reinterpreted so that on the principles of the Constitution, you can now deduce all sorts of things about equality that can hardly have been in the minds of the original drafters, who after all had slaves themselves.
Yeah, so interpretation's taking a big role in the new.
That's right.
Okay.
So we'll watch with interest, but it is a significant moment because I think it suggests that more and more, despite the Trumpian right-wing phase, in fact, US politics continues to roll on slowly towards a more egalitarian liberal position.
America on three. One, two, three.
USA. Thanks, hey Peter, just quickly, I think we should definitely revisit the euthanasia.
Probably also cannabis as well with the church.
Yes, I think we should do both of those. So. Yeah. And try and work out the religious points of view. And I think that is going to be really interesting. Who knows, of course, what the result, because I suspect that the whole debate's been so shortchanged by COVID-19.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Great synchronized today, yeah. John, actually. Thanks,
You've
Peter.
You've got an educational function. Do it. Okay. Yes, cheers, very good.
Mm.